Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Washington Post, relying on leaks from Edward Snowden, but also carefully vetting and consulting with government officials on what kinds of information might compromise national security, has opened an unprecedented window onto the so-called secret black budget. A 178-page summary outlining $52.6 billion of budget spending by the U.S. National Intelligence Agency for fiscal year 2013. We've never known a number like that ever before. In a statement to the Washington Post, Director of National Intelligence James R. Clapper said, "The U.S. has made a considerable investment in the intelligence community since the terror attacks of 9/11, a time which includes wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the Arab Spring, the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction technology, and asymmetric threats in such areas as cyber warfare." Well, how thrilled or how terrified are we by all this? We're joined by Lee Hamilton, director of the Center on Congress at Indiana University. Congressman Hamilton served 34 years in the House of Representatives, is currently a member of the President's Homeland Security Advisory Council and the CIA External Advisory Board. Congressman Hamilton, welcome back.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
My first question to you is, should the American people know about how much money is being spent and why on these kinds of programs?
Yes, I think they should. Intelligence has now become a very major part of the taxpayers' burden. Obviously, you have to be careful about revealing sources and methods and legitimate government secrets. But we ought not to have a government agency that has the power the intelligence agency has, that has the size the intelligence agencies have, the ability to intrude, if you will, into the lives of Americans to the extent that they do, without some public discussion and public dialogue, and that can be done. What was revealed yesterday gives us a base for beginning a public dialogue on the intelligence community.
You know, the question that comes to mind to me, and I know you've lived this for much of your career, is that when there's secrecy, when there's no public accountability, the temptation exists to, you know, spend more. The temptation exists to utilize secret budgets that are out of the public domain to project policies that would be voted down if they were discussed in an open forum. There's plenty of evidence that that's what's gone on here, that administrations have used the black budget to fund programs they didn't want to publicly disclose, and that the spending within the security establishment really has just exceeded all measures of inflation.
Well, there isn't any doubt about that. They now intercept all of your telephone calls, all of your emails for all practical purposes. They know a great deal about you, or at least they can find out a great deal about you. And even if you grant the good intentions and the goodwill of the present people conducting these programs, once you grant government power, government doesn't give that power up. So what you have to be alert to here is not just abuse of power at the present time, but abuse of power in perpetuity.
I'm wondering, though, if the intelligence committees and the sort of secrecy within Congress and the briefings that the White House is by statute supposed to give Congress is sufficient accountability looking at this document, the level of spending, the level of increases in spending and the like.
I do not think either the courts or the Congress have been sufficiently robust in demanding transparency of the intelligence community over a period of decades, really. This information given to us yesterday on the budget is enormously significant in all kinds of ways. It tells us a lot about the priorities of the intelligence community. We're entitled to know that. It tells us about the limitations of intelligence. We should know that. It tells us about how much money they're spending on cyber defense and cyber offense. They're telling us how big a problem they have with insiders, 4,000 of them being investigated within the intelligence community in a single year.
Isn't that the scariest thing that you saw, that was their plan?
It's the most surprising thing that they have such an enormous problem, and I guess Snowden is an example of it. They have such an enormous problem trusting their own people.
Finally, in this system here, as we look at this budget, is the Constitution itself at risk here when so much of this is black underneath the veil of secrecy? Even the Constitution will be violated without the kinds of accountability and checks and balances that would prevent that.
Well, I think that's exactly the point. Our system does not permit enormous power to gather at any single source, even though that source may be the presidency, the executive branch of the government. It demands that checks and balances from the other branches of government, from the media, from the American public be put in place. And that's what's at stake here. Keep in mind, the figure that was released yesterday is only a part of the intelligence budget. What is missing is the defense intelligence budget, which approaches $25 billion. So you see a major portion here, but it's much, much larger than what the article reveals. And all of that represents very big government, very intrusive government, very powerful government, and it needs checks and it needs balances to the maximum extent possible under the security of the country.
Lee Hamilton is director of the Center on Congress at Indiana University, served 34 years in the House of Representatives as a member of the President's Homeland Security Advisory Council as well, and the CIA External Advisory Board. Congressman Hamilton, thanks so much.
Thank you.